and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Leslie,
guess what today is?
It's hump day.
It is hump day, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 at 7:06 in the morning.
It's
here
a hump day for you.
On March. Yeah, it is. It's April the 6th. And yeah, it's
we haven't changed the calendar over there. What's up with that?
No, it's changed. No, it hasn't changed.
No wonder you're looking over there.
It's only been 6 days.
First of the month falls on a Friday, and everything just goes to hell.
I wonder.
You know it does. You know what?
No, it was up there before. I think maybe it flipped over.
Flipped over again, because I know we had it up there once looking at it. Hmm. Anyway, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Phone lines here, 605-456-7. Give us a call just to say hello this morning. It's okay. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Gosh, let me see Jarhead.
Good morning, Jarhead.
Ooh, Jarhead's in there.
I was rather hoping that Des would show up because in the Netherlands, the Dutch are trying to figure out if they really want to be tied at the hip to the EU so much anymore.
A lot of people are starting to question that.
So I wanted to get her take on it.
Well, I wonder if their leaders over there were involved with the Panama Papers.
Oh, you know, the prime minister resigned. As he should. You know what? And they're saying is that there were no American names on this list, by the way. Did you see that?
Yeah, one wonders about that. But was it scrubbed beforehand? But reporters spent like a year before they took this thing public.
They handed it out to like 70 different reporters.
I heard differently. I heard that there were some ties to some of the financial, not barons, but some of the financial, what would you call it, convicts that are serving time now that you can go in deeper and find that there are some ties.
I didn't know anybody was put in jail for doing those things anymore. I thought that you could do anything that you wanted, because then as long as you gave money to one of the campaigns.
Well, good morning, everybody. Yeah. Carl and Linda Bob. Go ahead, Bob.
I was going to say, did you have on your list of things to talk about the reversal of Pfizer, which was one of the biggest business deals ever? And it was a way to avoid paying taxes in the U.S. was Pfizer to join with an Irish company and move their tax offices over there.
Oh, that's right.
And the Treasury Department wound up changing the rules specifically aimed at stopping this because 7,000 American companies, count that number, have moved to offshore headquarters in order to avoid paying the corporate taxes.
And that's happened in the last decade.
Well, you know, and the thing about the corporate taxes are we pay a huge amount compared to other countries. Our guys pay a lot more, which is one of the reasons they move offshore, which gets into another story about UAE, not UAE, but United Auto Workers and Ford and what just happened with their big announcement. So, but let's hit the weather first.
All right, currently 70 degrees, everyone. Today's going to be 89. That's her National Weather Service forecast. Sunny today. Clear tonight with our temperatures around 58. Thursday calls for 85.
Ba-boom.
Thursday night calls for 54. And did you see how I just kept going? Yes. Chance of showers on Friday, about 40% with a high of 74. And Friday night calls for around 54. So we're just going to do 3 days right now.
The weather's... I'm trying to wrap my brain around 90 degrees.
I know. It's not too bad. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
That's right. Now, a lot of things going on. Safari Club International's 22nd annual banquet is going to be April 30th. If you haven't got all your tickets yet, you better go on out. This is going to be the event of the century, frankly. Okay, maybe the event of the year. They've got hunts for elk, red stag, mule deer, wild boar hunts, safaris in Africa, both photo safaris and shooting safaris, fishing trips, rafting trips, canoe trips, all different types of great, great equipment. And then, of course, their gun selection is just second to none anywhere in this town. And, you know, on raffle items, they have live auction items. It includes anything from art and items, you know, for hunting for the ladies. All of this is at the 22nd Annual Banquet.
And the day is?
April the 30th at Wind River. It includes dinner and auctions and drawings. And, of course, you can just go in there and have a great time.
Where do you get tickets?
You give Larry McLeod a call at 474-5075. And, or you could just download the banquet flyer, which has all the information you need and a way to buy your tickets at scireading.org. It's scireading.org. This is not just, it's a hunting group. Well, no, it's a conservation group. Thanks to Safari Club International, there are hundreds of thousands of acres now available for hunting and for preservation of the wild species. This is conservation here. You know, it's hunters and fishermen that really put the money and the effort in saving the habitat for our wildlife. Okay.
Okay, I love this portion of the show. Do you want to let me just throw them at you and hear your...
Let's go get breakfast, Carl.
No, that was just...
No, I think she needs the answers here. Okay, oh, go,
okay.
Go for
okay.
it.
Okay, five things you need to know on Wednesday. Because I know you're so well-read. You're always, you know, Facebooking, and you got your iPad going all the time. You're always reading headlines. I know there's a lot of stuff that was going on last night.
Yeah, there's things I miss.
Okay, number one, ex-Massey Energy CEO to be sentenced.
Yeah, that was right past me.
Don Blankenship faces up to a year in prison and a fine of $250,000 in connection with the deadliest U.S. mine disaster.
Oh, yeah.
In four decades when he is sentenced Wednesday in Charleston, Virginia.
For the coal mine that collapsed.
He was violated
safety equipment
in mining
and
standards.
Yeah, non-inspections. And I didn't know what his name was, but I knew that they had found him guilty.
Right.
I mean, that's a huge thing that you have the president of a mine company.
Yeah, his sentence comes a day after the sixth anniversary of the underground explosion at the Upper Big Ranch mine, which claimed the lives of 29 workers.
Well, I tell you what, if you watch it, when they were trying to go down and find them and get them, but that explosion, it just killed them.
Okay, next.
Everything was terrible.
Congress puts...
You know, there's got to be better ways of dying than in a dark...
Stop.
Mine, when you're thousands of feet below the surface.
No, it's...
And the...
Please.
And it starts caving in.
No,
and there's
please.
Just no way of getting out.
I want to see that movie about the guys, where was it?
32 or 44 or something like that.
Yeah, they spent how long underground?
I don't know. The Chilean miners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a special on the guys the other day, too. I don't know if it was an HBO or whatever. Congress put spotlight on security at airports and train stations.
Well.
Concerns over transportation security in the wake of the deadly Brussels attacks will again be a hot topic on Capitol Hill on Wednesday.
Well, you know what you haven't seen that you see in Europe. In Europe, you'll see armed military or police. I mean, armed with automatic weapons in the airports to keep, you know, just to kind of, you know, they're just wandering through there, just keeping them safe.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see that at our airports.
Well, you see it in Africa and China. Okay, Fed minutes could shed light on future rate hikes. Minutes of the Federal Reserve's March meeting to be released today should shed light on policymakers thinking on what's in store for interest rates.
Well, just when you have the economy start recovering and then you add interest rates to it, what a way to kill a recovery. I mean, it just happens.
And finally, according to USA, the five things you must know today: execution set for vampire killer in Texas. Did you read about
this
guy?
Yeah, this guy, he killed these people, drank their blood. And
what's up with that?
Well, there's nothing except he'll sit there. They'll put him out. They'll put him into a... stretch his arms out on the side and give him a boobity-boobity, and that's
okay,
it.
Okay, and then finally, on a happy note, J.K. Rowling's chair goes to auction.
The one she was sitting in when she wrote all of the...
The first two Harry Potter novels. And it's just a simple. You know,
remember
you
she
know,
said.
This isn't any
remember
one of those.
She sat in the coffee shop or the tea shop, and they let her sit in there, and she wrote her novels.
Yeah.
Look at this
cool.
chair. I mean, the chair is just a very basic wooden chair with
that
a slight pad.
The chair, chair's going to go for some money.
From fighting to put food on the table to great success by the sweat of her own brow. That's how you do
it's called,
it.
It's called
the
capitalism.
Government doesn't do it for you.
It's called right. capitalism.
I rant.
All right, we're going to take a break here. It is 7:16 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Properties by Merit and Agent Cody Titus. Cody is extremely competent, able to get the best deals for her clients, whether you're looking for that first house or you're looking for your 100th house. If you're looking for commercial property, Cody can help you. Cody can help you on anything you want, and she has a super, super good record here. So if you need help, and you do when you're trying to find a house, you can reach Cody at 209-0721 at Properties by Merit. Cody Titus. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. 70 degrees. I almost said, no, it can't be 70. It is. It's 70 degrees and 17 minutes after 7 here on March. Gosh, I'll get over this. April the 6th.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test driven it myself. But a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains, and long desert stretches made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Save the date, May 20th. Chicks and Chaps is right around the corner. Deadline for purchasing tickets is May 1st. Only 100 tickets will be sold, and the tickets are selling fast. Chicks and Chaps and the Reading Rodeo Association Auxiliary are holding their 5th annual Breast Cancer Awareness Fundraiser. There will be awesome raffle prizes, a one-of-a-kind buckle from Montana Silversmith, great food by Mary's Pizza, fun and informative guest speakers, including a breast cancer survivor. The proceeds from our event benefit Mercy Foundation North and NorCal Think Pink. Special thank you to Sierra Pacific Foundation, Cinerama, and Dutch Bros. Purchase your tickets now only online before they sell out at www.chicksandchapsreading.com. Chicks and Chaps, May 20th. This is my fight.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Russell Cleaning Service, the Shasta Athletic Club, Zach Bay State Farm Insurance, Revolve Solar, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock to hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bott and Bad Bob is here at 720 on April the 6th. 70 degrees out there, going up to 89. Are you sure it's not going up to 90 today?
Depends on who you ask.
I heard 92.
Weather Underground is predicting 92. Whatever it is.
Whatever it is, do not leave your dogs in your car.
Oh, no.
Dogs, grandmothers, kids, don't leave anything in the car that could be harmed by excessive heat. All right? It is portion. You know, by the way, we were just talking about Properties by Merit, and one of their agents is we know real well, Aaron Richard. Aaron just had a baby last night.
She did. Congratulations. It was actually Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday. Okay.
She had a baby Wednesday.
Congratulations to Aaron.
Baby boy.
Baby boy. And you know what? She's such a healthy lady because she's a dancer. And I mean, she does a lot of dancing, ballet, exercise, and all that. Just, you know, that's not their first one either. So just.
No, they have. It's just a darling family. They're great folks, and we're good friends with her mother and father-in-law, Lou and Kathleen White. Right. You hear them very often. And also, which reminds me, because she's been the dance captain many times on A Cascade Christmas, really looking forward to the upcoming production of Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Which is
kind getting of, ready to start.
You know,
here.
I think about the people who have been like really instrumental in our local productions here to make them so fantastic. And I understand people are getting so excited from Mary Poppins.
They're doing a lot of. I mean,
oh,
they've got a lot
gosh.
Of stuff there. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino tomorrow night. That's right. Tomorrow night, Lady Bot and the Bluebirds are going to be there from 7 to 9 p.m. Dinner, of course, at any time during that time frame. But they have special dinner, steak and lobster for $21.99. Great menus out there. Plus, you get the chance to listen to Linda, her special guest, Joel Larson.
Oh, we had rehearsal Monday
Pat
night.
Pat Karch is back.
Yeah.
Bobby Baramente, Bruce Kalin.
It's going to be
It's going to be a great night.
Musically great.
Give them a call, 243-3377. Get your reservations. Just come on out and join us. They've got new music. They got all types of things going on. Okay. Things that are, you know, last night, something happened at the city council that I didn't think would ever happen.
What? Well, won't you share with us your infinite
raises?
Wisdom.
Raises came up for individuals, about 220 individuals in working for the city, and the agreement to give them raises was a 5-0. Now, why is that something I never thought I'd see? Well, Gary Cadd voted for it, so I called Gary Cadd last night and said, "Gary, what's this?" He would have been on the show today explaining it himself, except he's on his way down to the city's meeting that they're having in San Diego. He said, we gave him the raise, 2.5, but in return, they were paying 7% into CalPERS. So, and one is paying 5%, and one's 7%, something like that. We'll cover it a little bit more. But bottom line is they're paying back into their retirement fund where they didn't used to. So
okay, so it was a deal cut that we spend a little more now, but that it cuts into the unfunded.
That's right. It cuts into the unfunded liabilities. Why? You know, because frankly, if there wasn't some kind of quid pro quo, I think we should have recalled every one of our city councilmen.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. Social Security, military retirees, military, active duty military, nobody's getting a raise. Nobody's getting a raise because, the cost of living index is zero. It's flat. So you people don't deserve a raise.
Been to the store lately?
You know what? They're basing it on gasoline, of course. Of course, gasoline now is going up. So, but when you turn around then and give raises to city employees, then you have to think, if people on fixed incomes aren't getting a raise because it's a flat, a flat index, why are they getting raises? But if they're giving back... You know, this is the thing I've said. I said, look, if they're going to give back X amount of dollars into the retirement funds, then, you pay them up front because it's cheaper to pay them up front than to pay them in the long, pay them in the long term.
One of the things that is being discussed among federal retirees, since my wife is on the cusp of becoming one, is that will Congress just turn around and decide, we need that money for other things, so you're going to have to settle for cents on the dollar. They could do that. Legally, they could do that.
Can they do that?
Yeah.
The government can renege?
You betcha. They haven't repeatedly?
For the military, they have.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Everybody else get used to it. You know, here's the other thing. CalPERS. It is in such a hopeless mess there that it could go under. And what happens if that goes under? What if CalPERS just starts coming apart because, you know, they're short billions and billions of dollars, and they come out to the cities and counties and say, we need billions and billions more. City and counties go, excuse me, 73 cents of every dollar is going to, guess what? Retirement, health care, salaries already. So you're going to make it 80 cents of every dollar? Then what happens? Okay, yeah. You've raised taxes. You're going to have to raise taxes because of the mess that we have gotten into in the CalPERS and these unfunded liabilities, which exploded 2,000%. A study done by the California Accounting Office itself said this, because they weren't counting in the rest of the unfunded liabilities like teachers' unions and other unions. They just had the judges, you know, just one part of it, and it said that, okay, you know, we have to pay into that.
Make it somebody else's problem.
It is a mess. It is a mess. And then we come up with, we actually have a budget and the money's starting to come in. What do? We turn around and we spend billions on this train to nowhere. I mean, this is a loser from the startup. And yet people went back and voted for it again a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But they need to take a look at this. This thing is not going to work. It's not. It's physics. Physics says it can't get up the grades that it's supposed to get up. So you got to bore tunnels. Well, in the places you have to bore tunnels, you can't build tunnels there. It's going to take countless time, countless amount of money because of the infractions in the mountains themselves. People know that. People know that, and yet they still do this. What is this strange fascination? It's like some kind of, you know, self-abuse, you know, that people have gotten into. It's like the, you know, it's like wanting to make this happen no matter what the consequences are.
Well, there's a lot of pressure. Look at who's going to benefit from this. First of all, Feinstein's husband.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Chinese contractors who will build the silly thing, not American companies. Look at the Oakland Bay Bridge and that impending disaster. You know.
Well, you know, we have people coming on here at 7:30, but I haven't even gotten into things like the Ford Motor Company and the United Auto Workers, what they have just done to our country. And they've done it in conjunction with each other. And now the UAW is going, well, wait a minute, I didn't understand that. Yeah, you didn't understand that. Okay, other things. We're going to talk about that when we come back. We've got the hour of 8 o'clock appears open today. So we're going to have open line Wednesday. So anything that you want to talk about, anything.
We're going to bring up a bunch of stuff.
Anything that triggers your ire, your anger.
Well, it's going to be interesting.
You just want to talk about something. It's going to start at 8 o'clock.
Well, it is interesting, I think, across the headlines. And, of course, I go between two papers in the morning, USA and Huffington Post, because I think you're going to get both sides there. And, you know, I have an interesting story about Arianna Huffington I'll share with you at when we go to the top of the hour. But we do have a couple guys here that are here with the Reading Lions Club that are going to be talking about the senior all-star basketball game.
There you go.
And they look like, you know, they look like, you remember when the Asphalt Cowboys come in, they got this little, like, twinkle in their eye?
Yeah.
Like they're going to...
Is there a lot of twinkling? Is there some twinkling going on out there? Okay, we're going
to
take.
No, they're up to a lot of good. But anyway,
we're going to take a break now. I want to remind everybody that on May 7th, the Military Order of the Purple Heart is having their big golf tournament. You can get tickets from Bill Phelan at 339-5449. It's tax exempt. Any types of checks you write or donations you make go to a great cause and are tax deductible, including $7,000 in scholarships to local high school and college students. It's going to be a great event out there, and I can't say enough about it. You get out there, you don't even have to know how to play golf. You get yourself a great shirt, and you have lunch. I think you have lunch. Yeah, you have lunch. And you get all types of raffle prizes. Everything is out there at Gold Hills. So we'll be right back after these messages. 7:30 in the morning here at KCNR Free Fire Radio.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds on April 7th at Elements Lounge in Wind River Resort and Casino. Join me, Linda Bott, as I sing my favorite jazz standards, along with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bobby Baramontis on drums, and Bruce Kalin on bass, and our special guest, Joe Larson on trombone. It's Romance on the River with Ladybot and the Bluebirds, April 7th. That's 7 to 9 p.m. in Elements Lounge. Call for reservations today, 243-3377.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Spring. Finally. Nothing like the feeling of spring throughout your home. Budget Blinds. In the world of window coverings, Budget Blinds Redding is all you need to know to have exquisite custom window treatments that enhance every room of your home. How? Convenience. Budget Blinds Redding will come to your home or place of business, ask the right questions, and help you select the looks, styles, and colors to make every window a creation you'll love. Style. Budget Blinds Redding will show you the newest trending styles like the cordless dual shades. Energy efficiency. Budget Blinds Redding can help you determine the best selection for your windows, such as a room darkening double cell cellular shade or a layered treatment. You'll save on heating and cooling costs with the right window treatments. Expertise and safety. Budget Blinds Redding will design window coverings for different size windows to unify a room to look perfectly balanced. And most importantly, safety. Budget Blinds Redding can answer any questions about child safety.
Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. Call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460
AM. You're an all-star. Get your game on. Go.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Mendebot.
Good morning, everybody. 7:33 in the morning here on April the 6th. 70 degrees out there, going up to possibly 90 to 92 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Better-known business. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans there. Tobacco and Brew brings us this portion of the show. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Espresso Joe's has got it all. All the coffee, teas, wines, beers you can possibly imagine. Veterans always get discounts at Espresso Joe's. And then, of course, next door is the finest tobacco emporium in all of Northern California with a walk-in humidor that has it all. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, again, a veteran-owned business that does so much for our community. We hang out down there. We like it. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, we're here with some of our favorite people.
Jana Laird. Now, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you know, once a month we like to, just like we bring on the chief of police, we bring on the sheriff, we got to talk about what's happening at the Cascade Theater because it is our favorite place to go to see wonderful shows, see artists in a venue that's intimate, great acoustic. What's going on at the Cascade? You've got so many things to share with us.
Absolutely. Yes, this is a very exciting time at the Cascade. We are wrapping up our current season, and we are gearing up for next season. And, you know, it's a super crazy time at the theater with all the contracts and the artist bookings, and so we can't spill the beans yet.
Oh my gosh, you come on and say that kind of teaser. That is not fair. You mean like you've got some surprise guests that may be sliding in here to Reading?
Absolutely. I have one for you.
Oh, okay. I'm starting to sweat. I'm getting verklempt. I'm clutching my piles. Okay.
We have Boz Scaff.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Thank you
for giving us the lowdown on that.
No, let me tell you right now. I need to, like, get there sooner than later. Has he been released on the website yet?
No, his tickets are not for sale yet. We just confirmed, and this is the one confirmation that I can share with the community. So Boz Scaggs is coming July 13th.
Okay, I'm in town.
And tickets for members will start May 10th.
Okay.
Our memberships go on sale May 1st. So if you want to see Boz Scaggs and you want to be one of the first ones to get tickets.
Did you hear me screaming, Carl?
Yeah, but I wasn't quite sure.
Okay, my ears may never be the same.
You know, sometimes it's spiders. Okay. Sometimes I walk in from hunting and I get that same scream.
Now, there's Boz Scaggs from the 70s, which is going to be, I hope it's, he does a whole life, you know, his legacy of work. But there was a time he did a jazz album. Mm-hmm. And I listened to that jazz album over and over and over again. His interpretation of some of the classics was just one of my favorite all-time plays in the stacking of the CDs. But then you go back into some of his songs from the... I remember kids in junior high and high school that, we're going to go to Boz Scaggs concert. This is it. I mean, he's been around forever.
I know. We're so thrilled that he's been here before, so we're thrilled to have him back.
Okay. I don't know where I was.
Wrapping up our season, we have Mary Poppins starting next week, opening next Friday, which we're really excited about. Right after Mary Poppins closes, we have Jackson Browne coming.
Yeah, that's the sold out.
And he's sold out.
Is that, is that running on empty Jackson Browne? Did he do that?
Yes.
He did that. And I want to play that one, running on empty. I tell you what, that is one of my all-time favorites.
No, people have seen his show before in this kind of this wonderful environment that you can see shows at the Cascade that's really different than playing a large venue. You really
can hear everything.
Get to hear and see and feel the artist on a personal, like Lindsay, I can't think of his name. You know, the guy from, he was there when I went years ago.
The thing about that was, let me bail you out on this though.
Yeah.
The Jackson Browne, I believe, after Glenn Frey died.
Lindsay Buckingham. Go ahead.
After Glenn Frey died, it was Jackson Browne who wrote that song, co-wrote that song. Take It Easy for the Eagles. And when the Eagles came back on the stage for the first time, it was Jackson Browne that sang the Glenn Frey part of that.
It was amazing.
I mean, he's no Glenn Frey, but... It still was.
But he's Jackson Browne.
He's Jackson Browne.
Jackson Browne.
Is it sold out already?
It is completely sold out.
Okay.
However, the box office is starting a wait list.
Mm-hmm.
So if for some reason some of the artists' holds open up, you can be contacted. They're really, really tight about the artist holds. So we'll see. But Mary Poppins opens April 15th and runs through the 24th. Jackson Browne is scheduled to appear on April 26th. And then we wrap up our season with the San Francisco HD Cinema series of Norma, the opera, on May 22nd.
Norma.
Yes.
Mm.
So we're really excited about next season. And like I said, memberships go on sale starting May 1st. So if you want to have, the first seats for any of our upcoming shows.
The Cascade is such a great deal for people, and there are so many good things that happen there. I mean,
membership.
I'm still awed by the Chinese acrobats.
Oh, weren't they amazing?
It was like watching a Cirque du Soleil, but also then watching an old time vaudeville show. When they were putting on the taking the hats off and throwing the hats, I know that it sounds funny.
It was
everything. It was everything you can possibly imagine that's in a show on a stage, and it was nonstop.
My palms were sweating the whole time.
Well, I tell you, when that guy stacked all those chairs up there,
fantastic.
And I'm looking. He's like, what? He must have been 60 feet above the stage, and you're looking at that, thinking to yourself, I know he does this every night, you know, but what? I mean,
there's so much room for error.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It's interesting.
We can't even turn the buttons on all the time.
When I get Carl finally to sit in the theater, you know, we have a special place that we like to sit, and he gets in there, and then he gets into the theater spell. He's never gotten bored and left. He can get into the theater spell, and it's lovely. It's getting them there. So I encourage everybody. Now, membership is really a cool thing, because then when you become a member, you get tickets that before they're available to the public.
So you get to pick your seats. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. And membership right now is costing.
It starts anywhere. You can start at $50.
That's great.
We try to make it really affordable for everybody. Every membership level has different
perks.
So they're online, and our new season will be announced starting June 1st. So we are wrapping up all the artists right now.
And your catalog comes out?
June 1st. It'll go in the mail May 30th, June 1st, so it'll hit mailboxes in the middle of June.
Have you been having a blast?
Oh, my gosh. I love my job. I love what I get to do. Absolutely.
You're so good at it. Give us a little insight on Mary Poppins.
Oh, gosh. We are in the heart of tech right now. So she's going to fly. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait for you to see the sets. And all the costumes, they're magnificent.
This
Everything is such, it's such a grand production.
Mm.
It's huge.
Everything you guys do is a grand production.
Well,
in the sense, it doesn't have to be big. I mean, it doesn't have to have flying people.
No,
but
it doesn't.
Mary should fly. Yeah, but Mary should fly. But other productions you do, there's not people flying, but it's still a grand production with the way the people are moving. The background.
Peter Pan.
You know what? The background of everything. Mm-hmm. You know how people, that last person in the last row of actors back there, whether it's a 5-year-old or a 55 or 85-year-old, they're all in character. They're all engaged. I mean, because that's what I look at. I look at not the main characters. I look at the people behind them to see, what are they doing? How are they making it? You know, how are they making part of this? And every one of them is just in it.
And, you know, every show is a challenge, but this show has been... It's been really, really challenging, more challenging than any show I think we've had to do, because there's so many allusions to master. Because Mary, you know, she pulls a hat rack out of her carpet bag, and she'll fly, and she is full of magic throughout the whole show. And so we wanted to make sure that we exceed the expectation that all audience members know from the movie and from the story.
And you have been working on this Mary Poppins for...
Oh, since last October.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a long time to be in that. Well, of course. That's what makes it great.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, what are we going to do in a couple months?
No.
You have definitely invested in... We've seen Mary Poppins on the bridge. She's appeared. I mean, there's been so much publicity and
everybody
excitement.
Knows. Yeah.
I was someplace the other day, and they said... Our next door neighbor's daughter is Mary Poppins. Oh my God! Look on my cell phone. And I said, "We're getting ready." It's the whole wedding excitement, but it's so beyond any kind of what you would consider. You can't even put local production, even though it is a local production. It's on such a grand scale.
I'm calling it a magnificent spectacle, because it really is. It's magical, and it's beautiful, and it's entertaining, and it's energetic, and it's adventurous, and it's full of love and hope and joy. And the story is different. It is slightly different from what you are used to of the movie version. P.L. Travers, you know, had a pretty tight rein on some of those ideas. So then when Disney and Macintosh got together to produce this stage version, they had to take, you know, all those same songs are there. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious is in there. Step in Time. All the songs are in there. So
that was the great movie, right? That was made.
With Julie Andrews.
Well, no, I'm not talking about Mary Poppins. Wasn't there a movie about Walt Disney?
Mr. Banks
mm-hmm. buying this story.
Yes, it's actually... And you know,
this story was based on an unhappy childhood mm-hmm. of this lady, a very unhappy childhood, you know, and death and suicides and all types of things. And people don't realize that, you know, unless you read, and I do have my books and movies right here.
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
You're right.
But mm-hmm. then what a great hit this was, and
right.
what he did with it. And I tell you what, you watch, so I can understand that, because she had very strong ideas of what this book was.
She was very protective of
yes.
the story. And Disney tried for a very, very long time to get her to share her ideas, and she was very protective of it. So
might be interesting to see the movie and then go see the play.
Absolutely.
That would be fantastic.
You know, or see the play and go, wow, look at this, and then see the story behind it. And, yeah. But I think, you know, frankly, I would rather go see the play.
Oh.
Then go see the movie, okay, because it's see how uplifting it is, and then see where it came from and go, oh my gosh, look what he wanted. Look at his vision of it and her vision of it.
And our director, Hillary Rogerson, has really invested a lot of time and energy into researching that storyline and she's done a lot of background investigating, and she's done a lot of character development to help, pay tribute to the efforts that were made in helping this story come to life.
Are you going to be able to stay with us a couple more minutes?
Absolutely.
Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a quick break then. And, you know, it's summer. Are you really worried about what it comes down to for your windows? I know Linda is. What are we going to do with windows? What about function? Darkness, filtered light, lining? What about fabric? You know, frankly, I would rather just go to our friends over at Budget Blinds and say, hey, look at this and tell us what you think. Let Jerry and his people come in and go, okay, we want this house to be nicer than it was when I walked in.
How about cooler, too?
And cooler. And the customer actually gets what they want, and they're so happy they're going to spread it around and tell their friends. Whether you're in need of custom window covering, shutters, blinds, shades, draperies, or more, give Budget Blinds a call at 226-9027 or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com. We'll be right back, Jen Alert.
Sports Club has dedicated themselves to creating an environment that supports your personal goals, whatever they may be. That's because Wellgate Sports Club is more than just a gym. Wellgate is Reading's first premier sports club with the staff, programs, and 23,000 square foot facility designed to give you an exceptional experience every day. Now it's never been easier to take advantage of incredible amenities, including Reading's only indoor saltwater pool, outdoor jacuzzi, sauna, luxury towel service, and over 130 exercise classes designed from beginners to experts. For a limited time, you can become a member of Wellgate Sports Club with no enrollment fee. That's a $99 value. In addition, Wellgate Sports Club will provide you with 3 personal training sessions and a nutrition consultation absolutely free. That's another $225 value. There's never been a better time or a better place to get started. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Or stop by 1740 Eureka Way, and don't forget to visit online at WellgateSportsClub.com. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
You talk about putting the extreme in extreme sports. April 15th, 16th, and 17th, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. I mean, when you got a rodeo that's both PRCA and WPRA approved, you award world champion points, and you pay the highest purse, and I guarantee you that brings to Red Bluff the top cowboys in America to ride the rankest stock anywhere. For 95 years, this has been one of the biggest three-day rodeos in the country. Friday night is Tri-Counties Bank and Food Max Family Night. Saturday is sponsored by Wells Fargo Bank and Yeti Coolers. And Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital in Haleakala Ranch, tough enough to wear pink day. Get your tickets now at redbluff.com. And hey, Saturday night after the rodeo, don't miss Egg Time. I wanna kiss you all night. Brought to you by Diamond Dusty. Oh yeah, the Red Bluff Roundup is on.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower. Power has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Premier dealer.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Bob's Gag coming to the Cascade Theater. We're here with Jana Lair talking about what's going on at the Cascade Theater. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. And the 2016 at the Cascade Theater is about ready to be announced June, but you can become a member at the Cascade Theater for as little as $50. And we're talking with Jana Laird about what's going on at the Cascade. Mary Poppins is coming up, but really trying to encourage people to get behind becoming members of the Cascade, getting in there, and then to think the Boss Gags is going to be here July
13th. Yes. And like I said, memberships go on sale May 1st, and tickets for Boss Gags for members will be May 10th.
I know. Linda's saying is that she wants to go see
Boss Gags. I'm standing in line for that one.
Is Boss Gags a gang, a band, or is it like an individual?
Individual,
yeah.
I love it, Carl. You know, I mean, I married a Marine who just is like...
Would you like me to read his bio?
Sir? No,
but he did a jazz album. You were out of the room really fast, but anyway. So go, Jana, share some more with us.
Oh, we just had Peter Frampton here. That was a great show. Oh, he
heard people
wonderful.
Talking about that. Yep.
So wonderful. Baby, he did an acoustic. Yeah, it was Peter Frampton raw. And and his son opened for him, which was just really, really special.
Oh, cool.
Uh-huh. And we just had Robert Cray here last week on April 1st. He was wonderful. And we had the Blues Rollers, which is a local band, open for him. They were so excited.
Wow.
It was really neat.
Wow.
You need to be able to see local and...
Right.
You know, that'd be great if you could do that to a lot of places. You know, you get the big bands in, and then you have one of their, you know, their opening act be a local group.
Well,
we always
do that.
Submit.
That's a great idea.
The artist does have to approve the opening act, so we do our best to promote local and...
I would think an artist, you know, they're well established, and a lot of them are coming through here, and they're saying, yeah. You know, I remember when I was that, you know, I remember when I was kids.
Mm-hmm. One time, I'm sure people have mentioned that before, you had the American Idol, you know, they go on tour.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they're still doing that, but they came through here about, 8 years ago, and that was fun.
Yeah.
To see the different people come out and sing and do their duets, and because American Idol, of course, this is the last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you, Jana, for joining us. And again, how do you become a member?
You can go online and purchase your membership online. Like I said, starting May 1st for next season, they will go on sale. And memberships start at just $50. So you can, you know, whatever works for your budget. The money goes to helping restore and preserve the Cascade. The Cascade Theater is a nonprofit organization. And, you know, we are a historical building, and we are so thrilled to be downtown and be involved with everything going on. And we love helping, being able to promote local as much as we can. So we thank everyone for the support, because there's no way our doors could stay open without the support.
And you also have a new upgrade in your purchasing of tickets.
Yes, we are moving forward with a new ticketing system starting May 1st. Hence, that's why the memberships will go on sale then. And so we are moving forward with what we are referring to as the Cadillac version of ticketing systems. We're really excited about it. The potential for all the abilities that this program will offer will just help keep us state-of-the-art and make the user experience and the purchasing experience
much easier.
So
I put it on my phone and just walk through and just go beep?
We're working on that. It has that capability. There's scanners we need to purchase in order to make
At which time, the lady there will say, that's very interesting, but you still cannot take your water in there. Sorry. I like the, you know what, and the volunteers over there
Lovely.
That you have
yes.
at Cascade, they are They're really nice people.
They're incredibly dedicated.
You know, aren't they?
Yes.
And you see them at other events and they're volunteering, but, I mean, the events you have and then there they are, they're standing there. I realize that you get to see the shows and all that, but still, I mean, they have to get people seated. They do the right things. They make people feel welcome.
Yes, they are wonderful. We are incredibly thankful for
them. How many volunteers do you think you have there?
We have over about 200 registered in our system.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And each show can take anywhere between 20 to 30 volunteers each show.
How many people is it going to take to put on Mary Poppins, not counting the cast?
We have at least another, you mean just the crew?
Yeah, the crew.
Mm-hmm. We have about another 40 people assisting with the show. And then including volunteers, about 70.
So you've got 70 people that put on the show, and then how many are in the show?
42.
Wow. So you've got well over 100 people out there working to make this show come off.
If you could get a backstage tour, your jaw would drop. Carl.
Well, I just might do that.
If
I can get down there, you know, what we ought to do is, you know, while they're getting ready and get right in their way and just watch everything so we can talk about it, you know, about how this thing is coming on.
It is fascinating the way that, I mean, we have a crew backstage of at least 25 people that are crammed in a space that is about 10 by 10.
Yeah, about the size
with
of
all
this,
the sets.
About the size of this
all
studio.
The costumes. It is amazing. The procedure that we all go through to make this happen is amazing.
Well, you know, it is, and it's so worth it for this to happen. So,
thank you.
Well, and we are going to be
Mary Poppins in it this time.
We'll be giving tickets away for Mary Poppins beginning of next week. So stay tuned here because we do have some tickets when our girl Molly comes in. I know that she's got a group of tickets. So looking forward to sharing out with some of our lucky winners. And again, call the Cascade or go online, cascadetheater.org, and become a member. That's really cool. You can get tickets before anybody else can by being a member. And we're very, very excited about Boss Gags.
I mean, you get like Boss Gags, people like Boss Gags, and, you know, other people that come in. Jackson Brown is sold out.
Mm-hmm.
And the, you know, you just get some just fantastic people. And actually come through here.
And plus the new Cadillac version of the website.
The ticketing system, yes.
Well, Janet, we really appreciate you, and so does, I'm sure, all of our listeners and the North State of the talent that you've brought. You've definitely elevated the professionalism at the Cascade Theater. Of course, you've got the beautiful surroundings of the Cascade Theater, but, you know, just the body of work inside of the Cascade Theater and the enthusiasm. And, of course, we know that you took over Cascade Christmas some time ago, and what you've done with Cascade Christmas is something we can't thank you enough for, because that is as important as putting up your Christmas tree.
Thank you.
It's the feeling of bringing people together, and again, you know, I tell you every time I see you about my folks and friends that come and I say we're going to see this production, and it's local, and they are just astonished at how creative it is, and you change it every year, and that's just, you know, wonderful, wonderful. So,
well, thank you. It's a Cascade Christmas is a really exciting challenge for us. Mm-hmm. You know, being able to write your own show, whatever you want, We develop everything from scratch with the help of a very dedicated team of people.
Very dedicated. And we just talking about Erin. Erin Ricard just had her baby.
Oh, yes.
Ooh,
little Keller.
Yeah. So we thought we talked about it on the air this morning.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah. So, you know, I think about her because of her being a dance captain, you know, with some of the productions and how, you know, valuable she was as far as bringing, you know, that whole life as well and professionalism to the theater as well. So thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Linda. Thank you, Carl.
And thank you for everybody that showed up for the Signature Gala, too. That's going to be an annual event.
Oh, that was, you know what? You broke some hearts that night. We had listeners that went in there, and they brought in money, but they had this budget of, I'm not going over 300. Then he said, okay, I'm not going over 400. of course, the ones he wanted went for like $500. I mean, he bid.
Some
he
really
bid
great
on all
posters.
Of them. Gosh, it was just, I mean, this is what this guy does. And he wanted to tell people, just don't put these posters on regular backing. It'll destroy them because this is what he, you know, he does this.
Mm-hmm.
But he loved it, and as did many others that came there that time. So mm-hmm. it was a good time. I think we could have it every time.
Right.
All right.
Every year, grow it.
You know what? When we come back, we're going to have our friends from the Reading Breakfast Lions Club talking about the 21st Senior All-Star Basketball Games and how you can get tickets for it and how you can participate in that.
Sounds great. Thank you again, Jana, from Cascade Theater.
Thank you.
Everybody, become members.
That's right.
We'll be right back. KCNR.
72 degrees, going up to 92 today. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. It is damage control now for the presidential frontrunners following the defeat of Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton in the Wisconsin primaries yesterday. The next battleground is home turf, though, for both candidates as New York holds its primary April 19th. As for Donald Trump's campaign, it issued a scathing statement after losing to Ted Cruz in Wisconsin.
The billionaire businessman opted for insults instead of humility in his Wisconsin primary loss. His campaign put out a biting statement that said Ted Cruz is worse than a puppet. He is a Trojan horse being used by the party bosses attempting to steal the nomination.
That is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. Two Republican lawmakers who were opposed to the Iran nuclear deal are now trying to block an Obama administration proposal that would ease rules on dollar transactions to support legitimate trade business with Iran.
Republican Senators Marco Rubio of Florida and Mark Kirk of Illinois are introducing legislation that would bar the Treasury from permitting foreign banks to conduct foreign currency trades in U.S. dollars for transactions involving Iran. Administration officials have denied they are considering giving Iran direct access to dollars or to the U.S. financial system as part of the nuclear sanctions relief.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. San Francisco about to become the first place in the country to require businesses to provide fully paid leave to new parents. Mother and attorney Kim Turner says it's a great idea.
It is such a stretch to raise a newborn and a little toddler, especially in San Francisco. It's really hard. We need that extra help from our employers.
And yet Mark Dwight, president of the San Francisco Small Business Commission, says the free time off will come at a cost to companies.
The impact this has on all businesses here in San Francisco is to raise its cost of doing business. And unfortunately, that burden is sort of disproportionately borne by small companies.
More on these stories from townhall.com.
From the creators of God's Not Dead, A Classroom Answer could cost Grace Wesley everything.
They're looking to destroy you.
I'm not going to be afraid to say the name Jesus. I would rather stand with God and be judged by the world than stand with the world and be judged by God.
Hey, stop, right? God's not dead. He's surely alive.
He's living.
God's Not Dead, too. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Tickets and showtimes available at godsnotdead.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The head of Malaysia Airlines says that the carrier recorded a profit in February and is on track to return to the black by 2018.
The first 2 months of this year was far ahead of our budget, and in fact our airline has posted the first monthly positive result in many years.
In an interview with the Associated Press today, CEO Christopher Mueller described the airline as a ship that has many leaks. The 2014 twin disasters included the disappearance of Flight 370 that hurt the airline's reputation, and it is still trying to recover. Lawmakers in Hawaii are saying it's time to cool Hawaii's public schools. Most of them don't have air conditioning, and record high temperatures left teachers and students saying they can't focus on their studies because of the heat. The State House committee yesterday passed a proposal that would fund an air conditioning project, cost about $30,000 per classroom. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Senate leadership is digging in over the nomination of Merrick Garland to the U.S. Supreme Court. More on that from correspondent Linda Kenyon on Capitol Hill.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's made himself perfectly clear when it comes to the Garland nomination.
I think it's safe to say there will not be hearings or votes.
Minority Leader Harry Reid strongly disagrees and accuses Senator McConnell of failing to do his job.
Conducting hearings on Supreme Court nominees is one of the core functions of this body, and especially the Judiciary Committee.
Several Republican senators have broken ranks with their leadership when it comes to meeting with the nominee. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
If confirmed, Merrick Garland would replace the late Justice Antonin Scalia of the nation's highest court. Looking to Wall Street, the Dow back into positive territory. Right now it's up by about 6 points. High-tech NASDAQ up by 19. More details on all these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is April 6th, 2016, 605-4567 is our phone number. One of the many hundreds of phone numbers you can reach us on. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You know, we were kind of looking forward to the Netherlands rolling in today to talk about some of the things they're doing over there, too. Worldwide, and
the Netherlands.
Well, they're thinking they're voting on leaving the EU, and we have some of our listeners over there in the Netherlands and other places. Yeah. Mm. Okay. Good morning, huh?
All right, everybody. Good morning. So glad to be here. And it is currently 70 degrees and growing. The weather, we are getting hotter today. It's going to be sunny with our temperatures around 89 plus. Our lows tonight will be 58 and clear. Tomorrow calls for a high of 85. Thursday night, mostly cloudy. According to our forecast here with our National Weather Service, we have about 40% of chance of showers on Friday with our highs of 74. Quite a jump there. And then Thursday night is calling for our lows of around in our 50s again. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time you read the weather, they are a weather sponsor, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Let me mention Alliance Heating and Air here. When you hear it's going up to 92 today, Alliance Heating and Air, you may want to have them come out and check your air conditioning units or your HVAC units to make sure that, one, the filters are clean and that it's working well, because you're going to probably start turning them on here soon. I hate to say that, even though the weather's going to get a little bit cooler this weekend. So are the filters clean? Are the air ducts working? Does the machine work at all? Is it going to be energy efficient? All of these questions could be answered by the professionals at Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State for 2015. As far as I'm concerned, they're the best in the North State, period. Warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service on emergencies. They've got it all. It's a veteran-owned business, which just kind of caps it. 221-2642. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? It's that time of the year again. And we have Guy Pichet?
Pichet.
I got to put that little mark there.
Pichet. Sounds very Pichet. French. Very like push, French. But it's Pichet. Yeah,
Pichet and Jim Reimer.
Reimer.
I'm just not even getting into
it. Right,
your spelling, you guys. You came in on a Monday and a morning.
I've got to start spelling phonetically again, because when I put down the way they tell me and I'll look at it, and if there's one way of making it a mistake, I'll do it that way.
Yeah.
I could have just put down R-Y-M-E-R and would have gone Reimer.
Let's just say Reimer and Pichet are there. They sound like a...
There you go. You
know Reimer and Pichet. It's like the Reimer and Pichet show.
There you go.
You know what? That would be kind of cool.
Reimer and Pichet
Reimer
are in the
and Pichet.
House.
Let's hear what they say about Ted Cruz. Yeah. Reimer and Pichet. Well, you know what I think.
Yeah.
Hillary.
Do we even want to go there? Let's play basketball.
Let's play basketball.
Well, we could sing. You know, both of us are singers, too.
Oh, there you go. And you know what?
That's where I've
the
seen
duo.
You.
The duo.
I feel like I've seen you besides the basketball thing.
In the post office.
You work
on the wall.
On the wall.
I'm hard to.
Could you turn sideways
so
I can get
me
a shot? Yeah, let me get that. Give me a sideways shot there too. Okay. All right.
Why we're here today with Reimer and Pache.
This is the 21st annual Reading Breakfast Line Senior All-Star Basketball Game this Sunday, April 10th at Simpson University. Girls right. and boys.
It's a great event.
It's a great event. You guys
fill
it up there.
We've got kids from all over the North State coming together in Reading on Sunday at Simpson University. And they're coming from as far south as Corning, as far north as Mount Shasta, east to Modoc, and from west all the way over to Wairika. And Happy Camp, areas like that. Great event. Great event.
You know, this is a great event. And you've got...
The girls' game starts at 4. The guys start at 6.
You have a three-point shooting contest, too. With the parents, though.
And not only with the parents, but we have in the background, we have the Corning High Band. They're bringing a 30-piece band up to to join in the event. And if you've been in a high school gym before where you got the band blazing away, and then you invite parents down to shoot free throws.
There's a reluctance
at first, you know, for them to get out of their seats. But when they see somebody else, it's like getting on the dance floor, you know.
Yeah, you know what? And you have to remember, too, Kobe Bryant threw 16 air balls in a row. At one time in his career here. And so he just kept trying, right? Yeah. So if you throw an air ball, it doesn't make any difference. Everybody else will, too. So get out there and try.
And we had one parent from Weed that actually won our contest several years ago. And she was competing against some coaches that had sons and daughters playing in the game. So it's kind of hilarious. But
you ought to do is have, because we used to do this, you know, as we're in a high school gym, have a dribbling contest. Where you had to go around chairs.
Yeah. Ooh,
yeah. Well, I tell you what, that gets dangerous because, you know, because you have, you know, men, women, in this case, high school boys and girls. Or this was the girls where, you know, it was a pep rally. And they had to dribble the balls around, you know, the chairs and bring it back. You know, everybody's yelling and screaming and all this. But that is a fun event, too, if you'll think about that sometime. Anyway, now this is going to be this Sunday, mm-hmm. April the 10th. Tickets are $6 per person. Unless you're 6 or under, then you're free.
That's right.
And you have the coaches are going to be the Girls South is Ray Herman from Enterprise, and Girls North, Josh Rasmus from Big Valley High. The Boys South is Todd Dwyer from Reading Christian, and Boys North is Bob Burleson from Big Valley High. So it's going to be great.
Yeah, Ray is actually retiring this year, and he really wanted to do this, but he suddenly came up with a great opportunity. I think it's with the McConnell Foundation. So he's got his assistant actually going to coach the kids. His assistant is Michael Gray from Michael's the junior varsity coach.
Okay,
who went 22-0 this year.
Wow.
And
so Enterprise, you know Enterprise JV went 22-0 this year?
You know that he's really a great coach, and they're going to have a blast playing ball with him.
I'd like to see what his front four
So Pache and Reimer.
You got it right.
I did.
Well,
Pache and Reimer. Share with us. Let's start with Pache first. You are with the Lions Club.
We're with the Reading Breakfast Lions
Club. The Reading Breakfast Lions. What is this organization about?
Oh, Lionism is all about service. As a matter of fact, our motto is We Serve. And it's a great way to give back to the community. And we're always looking for members who are of the community who want to do that. You know, I had a great career here in Reading. I taught school here for junior high for 30 years. And I took my living from this community. And I'm compelled just to give back to it, you know. And so we do it in so many different ways. We do it through vision and hearing. We actually screened close to 2,000 kids in Shasta County for vision problems this year, and we bought our own camera. The camera's a huge expense. It was like $15,000.
See, that's
camera.
An amazing story.
But you guys do. Now, were you associated with that gun show for a long time?
Yeah, we were in that for a number of years.
The gun show was a great event. We made a lot of money off of the gun show. Unfortunately, there was a developing liability and increasing mm-hmm. restrictions from the government, so we've opted out of that. And we're trying to make it up in other ways, mm-hmm. but it was a loss to our coffers, so to speak. But anyway, Lionism is it's all about giving back.
And how long have you been with the Lions Club?
I've been in a Lion since 1978.
Wow. So you were teaching when you became a Reading Lion?
I was up in Modoc County.
Okay. Modoc!
I taught
Cedarville, love it.
Oh, yeah.
Squeak shooting.
Yeah. So you were an Alturas?
I was an Alturas.
Oh, my gosh.
So I taught at Alturas High. And
my sister-in-law is an Alturas.
Do you know any of the servers up there?
I had a couple of them in my classroom, and a lot of them played for me in baseball.
Okay. Oh, well, that was Brian.
Brian. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. He was. Wow. He's my sister-in-law's brother. Oh. Former, you know, late, but I miss him. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah. No, I love the. I love Modoc.
Yeah, Modoc is beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. See, you never know. It's always 6 degrees of separation. I swear. We're gonna have to take a break. When we come back, let's give away some tickets and do a little bit.
Let's just keep going on.
Yeah, let's just
finish up.
I want to hear
and
more.
See how Jim Reimer got into this.
How'd you get absolutely. This, maybe we'll do a little.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Reading Kia has temporarily moved.
Not very far, just a couple hundred yards to the west.
So they can build a new and bigger and better showroom and service facility for you.
It's been a long time coming, and it's going to be incredible when it's completed.
Reading Kia has temporarily moved to 380 East Cypress while they build their new facility. So let's have a move-in sale.
All 2016 Kia Sorentos, 16 Kia Optimas, Fortes, Sportages, Souls, and Rios are priced to move.
Make no payments for 90 days on new 16 Optimas and Sorentos, Reading's go-to fun vehicles.
0% financing available on certain models.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every new car purchased.
And America's best warranty.
Head them up. Move them out. Come on in.
Subject to prior sale. Sale ends April 16th. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% offer, plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation fees, and any emission testing charges.
Well done.
Reading Kia has temporarily moved.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
Don't miss the moving sale at Reading Kia.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to Casey and our 1460. Got to be in rhythm here when we do that. Currently 74 degrees. We're gonna have a hot day here. Welcome back to our guests, Guy Boucher and
Jim Reimer.
Jim Reimer.
It is going to be hot today.
And Carl, you know what? We're talking about the Reading Breakfast Lions Club, but we went in and we started asking the guys, how'd you become a lion? And it seems a couple years ago when you did Outside the Wire that you interviewed this gentleman across.
We talked about
my book. I finished a book tour back in Nebraska for a month.
Oh, yeah.
On cattle mutilations.
Cattle mutilations. You know what? I really missed that show.
Yeah,
you know,
I
we're talking
too.
Cattle mutilations. You know, Outside the Wire was a
every Friday at 9.
Every Friday at 9 o'clock. It was people we talked to. People, you know, like Jim, and but we also talked to people like, you know, that were Lemurians out of.
About Shasta.
And
we have Bigfoot sightings.
Bigfoot and all these different types of things that came out.
What's interesting
kind of,
about
we were kind
Jim,
of like a mini George Norrie.
What's interesting about Jim's book, you should ask him where he got the names for all the characters in his book.
Okay.
Well, most of them came from the Lions Club members. Which
he was assured of,
selling
X number of books because of our names are in there.
The sad part about it is not too many of them live. Most are, you know, taken by the aliens
in
one fashion or another.
How did you get, I'm sure you probably asked this question a couple years back, Carl, but
hey, I don't remember breakfast.
How did you? Okay, so you. I love the story about you come to Reading and were you a lion? Were you with the Lions Club in where you come from?
No, the only other club affiliations I ever had was I was an optimist in Colorado, and then I started actually a program similar to Make-A-Wish in Colorado too. But,
okay, what got you to Reading?
My job. I'm the casket salesman.
Casket salesman.
Yeah,
I
you're teasing me
show.
About being a casket salesman.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But that's what
everybody needs one.
That's right.
There you go.
But I came to Reading 18 years ago, and I just joined the Lions Club 3 years ago. And lo and behold, I'm going to be their president next year.
That's a scary thought.
Starting in June.
Okay, now. We can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you weren't, you know, like free cattle mutilations, free caskets. I'm just, you know what? Of course you were on the show.
It's coming back.
It's coming back. Oh, no, it's there.
I can all look
familiar. You're segueing this back into our all-star basket.
Yeah.
Which has nothing to do with caskets.
We hope.
Hopefully not.
Okay, 21st Annual Reading Breakfast Lions Club. It's going to be the senior all-star basketball game this Sunday, April the 10th, Simpson University. Girls game starts at 4, boys at 6. You're going to have all types of different great things there, including the Corning High Band, the best players in the North State, a three-point halftime shootout among parents, great concessions. The games were founded in 1996. To fill a need, although many players from the North are asked to play in the Chico All-Star Game, which was played last Sunday, there are many players in North State that go unrecognized. Now they are recognized. Anyway, everybody can go there. I've got tickets to give away, and we'll be giving them away this whole week and to this game. And how many people usually have show up there?
Oh, anywhere between 700 or 800.
That's a lot of people.
A good event.
And that's
we pretty much
University.
Fill the gym.
We fill the gym.
And this is at Simpson University. Well, you know, Guy Boucher and Jim Reimer, thank you so much for coming in and waiting around here for us.
Well, thank you for having us.
Our pleasure.
We have a number of people show up.
It's really an important event coming up.
That's right.
And we have tickets to give away.
It is, and we'll be giving them away. So thank you very much for being here. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Okay.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds on April 7th at Elements Lounge in Wind River Resort and Casino. Join me, Linda Bott, as I sing my favorite jazz standards, along with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and Bruce Kalin on bass, and our special guest, Joe Larson on trombone. It's Romance on the River with Ladybot and the Bluebirds, April 7th. That's 7 to 9 p.m. in Elements Lounge. Call for reservations today, 243-3377.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane.
The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
The Redding Chapter of Safari Club International is hosting their 22nd annual banquet April 30th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is a leader in protecting your freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. Live auction and raffles will include African game safaris, elk, deer and wild boar hunts, and much more. The 22nd annual Redding Chapter of Safari Club International promises to be a signature event. For tickets and more information, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075. That's 530-474-5075.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. Good morning, everybody. It is 27 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur right here in Redding, California. You know, John Bastiani started his business 7 years ago. Big success. Big success. Why? One, he has all the types of guns that you could possibly want and ammo that goes with them because it does no good to sell you a gun unless you have ammo. But customer service, gunsmithing, and a full line. This is a full-service store. Optics, cases, reloading equipment, and, of course, gunsmithing. All of this at Bastiani Arms. Veterans get a great discount at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222 or stop by again, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding. Wow.
By the way, Des has checked into the chat room, and I asked about her take on the Eurozone thing. Of course, it's a referendum about the Ukraine, but it could have far-reaching implications that are the Dutch actually, in fact, interested in continuing as active participants in the Eurozone? I don't know how typical the response was, but her response was, meh, didn't care either way. So is there a sort of a lassitude over that no matter how the people vote, the government is going to just go ahead and do its own thing?
I don't know. Linda's mad at me right now, though. What's wrong? What did I do this time? Because I left. I had to go run out and write a note to somebody. That's why. You're looking at me. But I don't see love in your eyes.
I have something... I have something humorous to share.
Okay. I left my glasses out in the other room and I can't see, so I'll be right back.
Okay. A U.S. university had to rethink the name of of the Antonin Scalia Law School. The school would have been called the Antonin Scalia School of Law. Now, those of you with pen and paper, write down the acronym and you'll realize why they had to change the name very quickly.
Okay, the Antonin
Scalia School of Law. Okay. All right. It looks like another word that we can't say on the air.
Oh, got it. Okay, got it. All right. Well, of course, that's probably what it means. All right. Hey, Wisconsin and... Did we take an early break?
Yeah, we did. We had to take a break at the
25, and
you ran out of here
and threw your headphones down and left me, and I was like, what?
No, I was just trying to get something else done out there at the same time. Sweetie.
Okay. The colonel was multitasking.
I'm multitasking there, and I just had to get it down.
He was fighting battles on two fronts.
Okay.
And trust me, I am. We bounced a congressman off the air. I'm trying to get that handled. Oh, yeah. A lot of things were going on right
there. So what? Who?
Many
which congressman?
You know, a guy out of Texas that was calling in specifically
on the
to talk campaign? About on the Cruz campaign. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I had to bounce him out because of scheduling.
We promised the lying guy.
Well, it was not just the line guys, but other people that were here because our scheduler did not put one of the people
down. Well, this happens.
So it happens, but I had I was doing damage control out there because I knew you could handle it in here. I mean, you're here with Pichet and Reimer. That sounds like a group of people that ought to be.
Sounds like a morning show.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. You know what? Best place in the town, maybe in the North State, to get a haircut. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business, and it's man's last stronghold. And it's just up the street from the Classic Cafe, where you can get your chipped beef on toast in the morning, lunch, dinner, and then the last Friday of every month, they have these great all-American or all-German meals. In fact, I think I just missed that.
I have to go over and have a taste of that before my doctor tells me I can't.
Run over now and get to chip beef on toast and just kind of like, you know, I enjoy it, savor it because it'll last one.
I am being weaned off the carbs.
You know what, buddy?
You have to be weaned off.
I'm so proud of you.
We really are. You know, it's hard to be weaned off. You can't just, sometimes it's hard to go cold turkey, although they say.
Not happening.
Smoking is, you've got to go cold turkey. But with dieting, I don't even like that word. I think it's a crappy four-letter word.
Dieting means die.
No, I think there's a way that you just change. You know, once you get past the 2 or 3 days and you have five to seven small meals a day and you do your protein, lots of salads, and you get
rid of blue cheese dressing.
And you get rid of it. You can really do it. I've done it several times when I've had to really get into top shape. And so you can go to the restaurant, you know how you can order, and they don't care if you're really picky and you're very specific about what's in the dressing, where then you go with oil and vinegar, and then you just go with lettuce or salad, because when you start to go with other dressings, it's filled with sugar, and then you go with lots of protein, and you know that there's certain things that you stay away from, but it's good for you. Everybody should think about trying to clean up their act when it comes to sugar and food. There's also mental clarity that happens. Let me just say that too. I posted the other day is that you just don't wake up happy. It's a choice that you make in the morning. Am I going to be happy today? Am I going to be nice today?
Let's hope.
So that's what you've got to do.
Let's pray.
And let's hope that
everybody out there pray for me.
And when you wake up next to somebody, you hope they're in a good mood in the morning, too. So,
anyway, I ever woke up not in a good mood?
Yeah, most of the time. So anyway.
Most of the time I wake up in a good mood, or most of the time I don't wake up in a good mood. There are sometimes I literally need to have help take any moving my head. I swear, she knows this.
We love our little doggy licks in the morning, don't we? They just are little heaven licks from our poo-poos.
Yeah, but it's 3:30 in the morning when she decides that she is defending the house. Yes. Hey, you know what? This is what I like from Des. Cold turkey. Yuck. I prefer a warm one, though. I like chicken better. A lot of help there, Des.
All right. Well,
I want to talk about Wisconsin.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Top takeaways from Wisconsin
Trump,
primary.
Ted Trounce Trump. Cruz beat him, and he beat him bad. Kasich came in at 14%, way, way back there. And you know what? Hillary is feeling the burn. There is no reason that she should not have finished him off by now, but guess what? He's gaining strength. Why? Because even if he doesn't understand the positions, and he was on an interview the other day, and they said, well, how exactly would you rein in big banks? And they had to repeat the question to him twice. So it may not be that he understands that perfectly. But he's kind of like he strikes this chord in people like Trump does. Like Trump does. In the sense of, you know what? And they talk about, you know, if you're supporting Trump, you are a racist old white person that loves guns. But if you're supporting Bernie, they don't say that. They, you know what? Now you're the people supporting Bernie, the hundreds of thousands of millions supporting Bernie, are also saying the same thing that the people that are supporting Trump is that we've had enough. We've had enough. Now you're on both spectrums, of course, but we've had enough of politics as usual. And this is just amazing and amusing to me that the Republican Party, the GOP, has got itself into this fix where they've got to throw all their strength, and trust me, they are behind Cruz. Cruz, who stood up on the Senate floor and called the leader of the Senate, the Senate majority leader, a liar. You said you would not do that. You lied into McConnell's face. You lied. You said you wouldn't do that, and you did. Cruz, who was elected to change things in the state of Texas, Cruz, who did not have a chance 2 months ago, is now getting everybody lining up behind him. If I was Trump, I'd start getting really, really concerned now. And I'll tell you why. Cruz is not the darling of the GOP, yet he is more of a darling than Trump is. And out there, you've got 147 delegates that belong to Kasich and 175 that belong to Rubio, which puts, if he has both of those, that puts him more than Trump. What, hon?
Well, what I'm just, you know, was very interesting on many different talk radio shows, as well as perusing the net, as well as watching TV, is that Cruz is really organized. He's organized. They're talking about the difference that, you know, that Trump, they said something very, I thought was meaningful today, that Trump is going on his gut, and Cruz is more mathematical, more organized.
Well, let me give you an example of that. The congressman we dumped today from Texas was for Cruz. I've got people wanting, you know, that want to speak for Cruz. I mean, these are big names. I mean, we had the wife of Supreme Court Justice Thomas.
Jenny
on
Thomas.
Last week. These are guys lined up. You know,
she's her own woman, by the way.
Oh, of course she is. But and she does not, when you look at her bio, it doesn't say who she's married to.
Nor does she need to go by that.
Nor does she need to go by that. Just the fact that everybody knows me as Linda Bott's husband. That's okay. You know, that's okay.
You
anyway,
knew that when you married me.
Let me get back on.
Go back, Cruz.
Let me get back on subject here.
Yeah.
They've got surrogates calling everywhere for 10 minutes. I can have them every day for 10 minutes, and they're talking about why Cruz should be elected, why he should be the president. That's organization. And frankly, they're reaching out everywhere. Do you see anything from Trump coming in doing anything like that? No. So I really appreciate a good ground. You need that logistical support. You need that ground game to win a battle. I don't see that happening in the Cruz side. The Trump side. I see Cruz has got a super organized campaign that's moving through here. I think that if you put him up against Clinton, it wouldn't take long for him just to bury her.
Who?
Clinton. If Cruz went against Clinton.
Okay.
Right now they've got, she can beat him, she can beat him. She can beat him because they haven't gone head to head yet. And she can say things, Cruz has got some things he said, but he has not said things like women who get abortion could go to jail. Even though if you look at the context of that, how he was led down the road by Chris Matthews when he was asked that, if abortion is illegal, then should women go to jail if they have one? Well, and his answer being, of course, Trump, it was, well, if you're doing something illegal, yeah, you should be punished for it. And then everybody immediately says, oh, no, Trump wants women to go to jail for abortion. You got to look at the context of the question again. Anyway, I appreciate a good logistical game, because if your logistics isn't there, you cannot keep the campaign going. So, what do you think out there? Is it just me, or do you think that is Trump the one? Is he going to be the one that turns politics on its ear? Can he carry Can he carry America? Do women really dislike Trump that much, or is this just major media, the mainstream media, are trying just to go get so far behind Hillary Clinton that anything he says or anything he might have said or alluded to, they're going to dig up and they're going to hammer him with it for the next 6 months?
Cleveland's going to be interesting. There's buzz on the street about, we don't have a clear opinion, so we're going to put in somebody we choose. And among the names, of course, Kasich, and even somebody mentioning Romney. I'm sorry, loser! Romney up for a second time to lose again?
No. Romney's gone. He's finished.
But they were discussing that on one of the talk shows.
But you know what? But they do that. But see, they want to do is they get into this. They want this to do is they get into the convention without enough delegates for anybody. Now, if you looked at the counting this morning, they gave Trump California and New York. And some several others. Mm-hmm. Even with those and these winner-take-alls, he's going to be short delegates to win it in the first time around. So then you get thrown into an open convention. All these delegates then can then switch, and it'll be a battle. Now, if Trump doesn't win, and those delegates shift over to Cruz, at least you've got a conservative guy there. If they shift to Kasich. And I don't see, there's that possibility. This is really, if you look at it, it's really exciting to see this
happening.
Okay,
so the headlines, really, well, what's bringing attention, which, my God, we need, or they need, is the Republican convention.
Oh, yeah.
Watching it is like watching paint dry. So
not this time.
I think it's really going to be like it will get record numbers for people watching what's going to go down.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a fist fight. You know what? Watch out. You know what? Bring your guns.
Here's headline.
And I don't mean that literally. Figuratively, bring your guns because there's going to be a lot of shootouts down there.
So headlines, I go to Drudge, I go to USA Today, I go to Huffington. So here's the first thing on Huffington because there's always like crazy. Odds jump to 75% after Wisconsin. It's a race. Cruz wallops Trump. Ted Ascendant. Turning point for Trump? Anti-Donald Republican rejoice. GOP prepares for Cleveland insanity.
Oh, it's going to be. And I tell you what, I would give anything. How do I get to become a delegate to this? I'm not kidding. How do I become a delegate to the convention? But see, if Trump wins here, I've got to go in as a Trump delegate. You know, the first time around, I have to vote for Trump. Okay, but the second time around,
I'm really learning so much about delegates and votes, yep. And it kind of sickens me in a certain sense to think that when you go to vote, is it really mattering if you vote?
Oh,
it's important to vote for your, it's your civic duty. But let's go to the phones and let's see what's on Bruce's mind. You're live on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to say I was originally a Cruz supporter, but I've come to think he's really a hypocrite.
Okay.
He says he's a constitutional originalist, and if you research it, the founders wanted the commander-in-chief to be totally supportive of the United States, and being born in Canada with a Cuban citizen father, I think the founders are rolling over in their graves. I don't think they ever intended for a natural-born citizen to be born in Canada with a Cuban citizen father, and it seems to me that conservatives want to ignore the Constitution when it's convenient to them. And
okay, Bruce, let me ask you a question, though. And that's a good point. But let me ask you this. It comes down, Cruz is the nomination. Are you not going to vote?
I'm definitely going to vote for him, but I'm concerned that he will get challenged because with liberal judges, I think if it goes to the Supreme Court, he could be kicked out. I just don't think if you research the Law of Nations by Vital and everything about natural-born citizen, I think there's a case to be made that he's not a natural-born citizen. And I think there's a number of people that agree with that. And, I hate to admit it, I originally liked the guy, and I even sent him money. But the more I look at it and some of the things he said, and I also think he's more of a globalist, which I think I'm tired of jobs being shipped overseas. We need someone to come in and tear the temple down. And I think we, like Ted Nugent says, we need a hellraiser.
and it's
time for some change.
Is it time for a third party?
Well, you know what? Maybe you know what? But see, the third party
has to be more organized.
It's got to have something like it's got to rise out of the ashes of whatever this
is. Well, I don't think a third party would ever make it.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
We've got to support whoever it is, but I'm really concerned as a lot of people.
Okay, Bruce, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bruce. Now, I just went over, and here's another headline. Do we need to take a break
right
now before I go here?
You can hit the headline, but then we'll go.
Well, okay, I'm gonna come back with that because I want to read a little bit of an article that's just came out.
Well, let me hit one last thing then before we go out. Then is that, because I've talked about it already, Ford Motor Company Corporation is building a new small car plant in Mexico.
Mm.
It's gonna have 2,800 direct jobs in Mexico, and you would think the UAW would be upset about this, and they are, but. The UAW gave permission to do this because they wanted an exchange for continuing to make trucks and SUVs. You know, so it's a short-term, financial gain, but a long-term job loss. And they're upset about it now, but they okayed it. So here's Ford Motor Company building a plant, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of equipment and construction in Mexico, 2,800 jobs. Hello, Ford, moving stuff south. And, other people trying to move north, people trying to move into Ireland. Why are our businesses doing this? Where is the, and maybe this is Trump. Maybe who's the person that can stop this? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls. Because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You talk about putting the extreme in extreme sports. 15th, 16th, and 17th, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. I mean, when you got a rodeo that's both PRCA and WPRA approved, you award world champion points, and you pay the highest purse, and I guarantee you that brings to Red Bluff the top cowboys in America to ride the rankest stock anywhere. For 95 years, this has been one of the biggest three-day rodeos in the country. Friday night is Tri-Counties Bank and Food Max Family Night. Saturday is sponsored by Wells Fargo Bank and Yeti Coolers. And Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital in Haleakala Ranch, tough enough to wear pink day. Get your tickets now at redbuff.com. And hey, Saturday night after the rodeo, don't miss Egg Time. Brought to you by Diamond Dove. Oh yeah, the Red Bluff Roundup is on.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Redding. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Redding can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Babylon Lindebach. It's, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. In fact, I want you to stop going there because you're getting in too good a shape. You know, you're sitting down there, you're in that pool, and you're punching. She comes back, you know, showing me her six-pack and all this, and she's going, hey, you know, I'm loving this in the pool.
Get with it, Marine.
Get with it, Marine. I have to. You know, you're putting a lot of pressure on me because going down there, that sports club is outstanding there on the corner of Eureka and Court. They've got it all there, machines, instructors, free weights, and that indoor saltwater swimming pool. Nothing better than that. You got to give them a call at 768-1205. Bob's down there just beating it to death. Down there. Do you get into that punching bag or anything like that there, buddy?
No, right now I'm just doing speed bag thing.
Speed bag.
Linda's, you're loving the aquatic pool.
I'm thinking that aquatic thing looks really good because it's no pressure on your joints.
I realize that my knees are 60. And
Wellgate Sports Club.
Before we took a break, we talked about, I wanted to talk about super PACs.
Yeah.
And what they're doing. But before we do that, Henry's been holding. So, Henry, you're live on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, I have an inspiration. And that inspiration is the fact that I don't think Trump is going to get enough delegates to be short about 50 to get it nominated on the first ballot. And I got a hunch that the Republicans are going to do an end run around him and Cruz. And what I'd like to see is Trump get together with Bernie and run as independents.
Whoa.
Yeah. You figure out that on the popular vote, and you'd be surprised what numbers you come up with.
That's more like one of those.
That might be scary.
That's like one of those interesting.
Trump and Bernie.
Super breed dogs.
Bernie didn't go in with the intention of being president anyway. He just went in to run, you know.
Yeah, but that's
so
the same thing.
He'd probably take the vice presidency with ease.
And that's what happened to Obama in 2008.
He
wasn't expecting to win, but he did.
He was independent. Yeah. And with the states that these people have carried, they'll probably carry the election.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, interesting, Henry. That's great insight. We love taking your calls on that. But I want to go over about what the super PACs are doing. The GOP presidential candidates aren't the only ones calling, texting, emailing, schmoozing, and the all-out lobbying the men and women likely to be delegates to the Republican National Convention. The deep-pocketed outside groups known as super PACs have joined the frantic behind-the-scenes campaign now underway across the country to influence the 2,472 delegates poised to play an outside role in what could be the Republican Party's first contested convention in four decades.
I love it.
The Our Principles PAC, which opposed GOP frontrunner Donald Trump, dispatched a team to North Dakota's Republican convention Sunday and distributed anti-Trump flyers. The group, which has received funding from prominent Republican billionaire Joe Ricketts and hedge fund Paul Singer, is now plotting how to sway delegates at Michigan's GOP convention this weekend. Staffers for a new anti-Trump super PAC, Never Trump, already have booked their hotels in Cleveland, the site of the GOP's July convention, where they plan to target delegates. Super PAC officials aligned with Ted Cruz, meanwhile, are talking about their plan B, persuading unbound delegates to back Cruz and those already pledged to another candidate to back the Texas senator after the first ballot in Cleveland.
I think it's going to be a bloodbath there. Bring your guns. Because after the first one, the super PACs are out there.
Be careful what you say.
Well, you know what? They've already banned guns from the GOP convention. So that's what I mean. I'm speaking figuratively, not literally, because it's going to be a battle there. I can't wait. And it's going to be exciting. And you're not going to have to worry about people kind of sitting there sleeping. No, you're going to see, people of all persuasions and ethnic groups and everybody in the battle there because they want to change the face of America. And you can't do it with Hillary Clinton. All you're going to get is the same old that we've had for the last 8 years. And if you think the economy is fixed, take a look at the growth, the GDP and all this. They haven't grown. You know, and if you look at the true unemployment figures, you're still up at 9 or 10%. And, you know, the fact that the way that they count these things and they act like this is real is just really abominable. Now, shifting gears to Sacramento.
Closer to home.
There is something huge going on down in Sacramento that perhaps we up here need to know about, too.
Because of our proximity and because prescription drug abuse is a big thing up here in the North State. Chief Plutty will tell you that the theft of prescription drugs, such as Norco and OxyContin and things like that, huge amount of abuse and over-prescription. Well, there's an alarming rate of overdoses in the Sacramento area, 42 ODs and 10 deaths since March 23rd, and it all appears to revolve around fake Norco pills that actually contain a very powerful drug called fentanyl, which is 50 times more powerful than heroin.
Wow. So people are dying. They're taking these pills thinking that they're regular. They're
going to get their Norco and
get their Norco shot there.
Yeah, and they go for their high and they end up
and they're dead.
Low. Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa.
So that's 42 overdoses and 10 deaths. So somebody's giving them, somebody's got some bad stuff out there. So anyway, this is the kind of thing is I hope that nobody's out there that's listening is doing drugs like that. But if you are, you might want to pay attention to it. That's big.
Narcan is a overdose treatment. Symptoms include trouble breathing, blue skin, vomiting, loss of consciousness, and pinpoint pupils.
Wow. Sounds like a Friday night. Okay, the Reading Tea Party is now changing its name to the Reading Patriots.
Are we branding?
Yes.
Reading Patriots. Now, here's the funny thing. Rocky Slaughter, who is one of the ones that have, he's got a media company and he does a number of things. If you remember that, you know, that he has helped put Reading, you know, he brings Reading's name out and all this. He wrote a article or editorial or a letter. He talked about the Tea Party and how, you know, they came on strong and they made a difference and now they don't. And, you know, I mean, of course, he's a Democrat, so he has his own disparaging comments to make. But the way he ended up was he says, we want to change the face of Reading. We want to do all these things. And he had six or seven things in there that I think are great ideas. Keeping our high school kids here or helping them so that they'll come back here after college, help build up our workforce with bright people that are technically able and capable to keep going there. Now, the thing about it is, though, is that then he took another swipe at the Tea Party. And the thing is that and then finished up by saying, look, the Tea Party proved that a group of people working together can achieve results. And he's talking about nationally. But even here, if you think that, you know, they've got 180 people, 200 people that are actively going to these meetings, that's 200 people that can go out and walk the streets and you know, push ideas and all this. And this is what he said is, he says, you know, whether you agree with what they were saying or not, that they had a change on, they had an influence on our community and the nation at one point. So now they've taken away the word Tea Party. Because it does. It has a certain connotation. And they're now the Reading Patriots. Now, it's the same group of people, probably. But it doesn't have the baggage of it. I mean, as far as the people are. It doesn't have the baggage of this Tea Party thing. And when you say the fact is that, hey, we're interested in doing things in our community. That's great. You know what? You can label people, oh, they're misogynist, you know, they're racist, they're, you know, and all these, and it goes on. I mean, I saw it in the little blurbs on the responses on the newspaper article. And I was just thinking is that, well, look, you know what? These people get together to try to make an effort to become informed and to go out there and to make a difference as opposed to hiding behind these little blogs in the paper or these little, you know, remarks in the paper. What
Snarky.
Are you doing? Yeah, what are you doing going out and helping? You know, and what exactly is the bottom line of keeping people here or bringing people back to the Reading area?
Well, let's remember what the movement was founded on. Taxed enough already.
And if you remember those first day, the first time they had that march, back in, what, 2008, that they filled up, I mean, the Reading, the Tea Party got out there, and there were thousands of people out there to protest. And after that, they broke into different groups, and it's like everything else, you know. But the idea of, you know, overtaxation and not enough representation and all these things. I mean, that is still there.
But Bernie and Clinton et al. Don't believe you're being taxed enough.
They also believe is the government should be taking care of us.
Well, speaking of government in Washington, this is also in the headlines. The Obama administration will move $510 million in unspent money dedicated to battling last year's global public health crisis, Ebola virus, toward this year's global public health crisis, the Zika virus.
Yeah, which is, by the way, the tickets for the 2016 Summer Olympics, the ticket sales are way down there. Though that the Zika virus, I mean, it can be transmitted sexually, it can be transmitted via mosquitoes.
Is it Zika, Zika?
I've heard, Zika.
Okay.
So,
An outbreak of the mosquito-borne virus in South America last year has already spread into North America with 672 confirmed cases in the United States and in the territories of Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and American Samoa. The virus has been linked to birth defects. Of course, we know that. But the White House also made clear that the United States needs to be able to address both Ebola and Zika.
Well, I won't.
Anyway, so that's... Tomorrow. Money changing.
Yep. Trish Clark tomorrow. On the spot with Linda Bott tomorrow night. Everybody, I hope you have a great day. Remember, it's going to be in the 90s. Take care of yourself. Take care of your animals. Don't leave them in the car. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Ready.
Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Now that the Wisconsin primaries are over, handing victories to Republican Ted Cruz.
We're uniting the Republican Party.
And Democrat Bernie Sanders.
We have now won 7 out of 8 of the last caucuses and primaries.
Now the candidates will be turning their attention to Delegate Rich New York. The Empire State holds its primaries in 13 days. Ever wonder who really benefits from the advice you get from your broker? New Obama administration rules require brokers to offer counsel that's not only suitable, but in their clients' best interests, mandating no hidden fees and no conflicts, according to White House economic advisor Jeffrey Zients.
The White House Council of Economic Advisors analysis showed that such conflicts of interest in retirement advice cost American families $17 billion each year. Sometimes up to tens of thousands of dollars over a lifetime of savings.